Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hey, you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, I got another Top Chat guy that he's spewing out his poison, and I challenge you, Mikey, to go ahead and give us a call. You're talking about how this sounds more like coming from an atheist than it does from someone that knows Holy Scripture. This is coming from Mikey. Mikey, 1-866-582-9933. He said, don't know where you do your research, but it's certainly not from the Holy Scriptures. Really? You know what? I have yet to have one of these burnt hippies that's still high from the 60s and 70s get on the radio show and show me in Scriptures that which is in contrast to what I'm sharing with you right now. But I'll tell you what, for 17 years I've been doing, and I have yet to hear anybody get on live radio and contest the facts. 1-866-582-9933, Mikey. Come on. Teach us Holy Scripture, brother. We need to learn. We need to learn what we don't know. Here's the deal, friends. I remember probably 23 years ago when I first got saved, I remember going into a, if you want to call it a service, it was more like a death knell more than it was anything else. It was like going into a funeral home. And it was interesting because it was filled with a bunch of hippies from the 70s. 60s and 70s, and they were talking about the rapture. They were talking about the end times. They were offering the American people nothing but hopelessness. They were teaching them the fear of man and consequence, not the fear of God. Proverbs 16:6. Okay? And they were teaching them that there's nothing we can do about what's going on. Just throw your hands up in the air and let the Lord rapture you from responsibility. It's not in Scripture, nor does common sense come into play here in any sense of the word. Okay? Hey, folks, you know those that are crying about every little thing that goes wrong. Instead of correcting the wrong, they look to another Jesus that they've created in their own minds who will come and rapture them from where they're at. Oh, and by the way, the word rapture appears nowhere in the Bible. Okay? Just for the record. Okay? These people in their unregenerate state even look for excuses as to why they write a book every year about why Jesus is coming back in that particular year. And again, keep in mind, it tells us in Matthew 24, verse 36, that the Son doesn't even know the time, only the Father. And going over to the book of John 17, verse 15, listen carefully. In contrast to these heretics, and heretics they are, it says that I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. The Bible's very clear about how it tells the church to occupy. Okay? And I want to say this too. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred. Okay? Including the Son of God, the Christ. Okay? If anybody deserved to be raptured, it would have been them. Not a bunch of disobedient, professing hypocrites. Okay? Just want to make clear again that we stick to Scripture here. Okay? These people do nothing but offer hopelessness and nothing else. They have no hope. Matter of fact, when you go to these meetings of theirs, friends, it's interesting how it's just packed with hippies, gloom and doomers, no hope. no hope. And if there's no hope, there's no Christ. See, because Jesus Christ is not going to bear witness to their false message in any sense of the word. To he who hath the Son hath life. There's no life at these meetings, just for the record. Okay? They offer hopelessness and nothing else. The only thing you want to do when you get done listening to these hopeless gloom and doom hippies is go to the local store and buy some rope and hang yourself. And again, keep in mind, these are the people that are creating doctrine as they go. Okay? They're like in some utopia when they were burnt out in the 60s and 70s. Well, they've created a theology that fits their lifestyle today. Okay? When they were high, they left the world. They left reality. Well, guess what? Their theology falls in line with that too, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Can you show me in Scripture from the beginning to the very end where the people were raptured from responsibility? Nope, just the exact opposite. The church is called to be the light of the world. The church is called to bring the answers to the world. Do these gloom and doobers, do these hopeless ones, do they offer answers to the world? Nope, they propose more problems to the world. They're, let me say it this way, spiritual succumbers. They are not overcomers in any sense of the word. Okay? Instead of them taking responsibility, this is key. Okay? Instead of them taking responsibility and keeping the commandments of God out of love for him and mankind, Matthew 22, verse 37, what do? They throw off God's commandments as legalistic instead of showing their love to the one that died for them and in turn mankind as well. Put that up against 1 John 5, 2. Now, there are those who the Lord warns about in Psalm 78, verses 5 through 10. I want you to listen carefully to this because it's very applicable to what we're talking about and to whom we're talking to today. There are those whom the Lord warns about in Psalm 78. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare to them the children, that they might set their hope in who? God. Not in circumstance, not in a diabolical fear. And not to forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, we are up against this today, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that is not set right in their hearts, and whose spirit was not fixed in direction or steadfast with God. That's what we're up against today. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle, turned back in the day of battle, battle to these people, these gloom and doomers, friends, these that want to be raptured from responsibility, that's foreign to them. That's like me speaking Chinese to them. They say that the battle belongs to the Lord. They say, let the Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They forget to understand that those commandments in the end of the Lord's fingers pointed right at them, and they want to point it back at him as taking them out of here for their rebellion towards him. That's not a good place to put yourself. Biblically illiterate ones, in any sense of the word. Instead of the law converting the soul, which it tells us in Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, Jesus used it over and over. He was a preacher of circumcision, Romans 15:8. Go to Mark 10, starting in verse 16, and the list goes on. But instead of them using the law to convert the soul, they use the fear of man and the fear of consequence as the fear master to bring them to, again, another Jesus who is in truth an enemy to all of our souls. Folks, these people are heretics. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back to this topic. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, so, again, hey, all of you smart guys on Top Chat right now, you need to go ahead and call in because you don't know what you're talking about. Now, I'm sticking to the Word of God. I don't see anybody doing that but parodying their favorite teacher, heretic, okay? I also want you to pay attention, friends, that if you look at who is leading up the church, unappointed of God, and who's leading up the government, it's that generation of hippies today, isn't it? How's that working out for us? That false love, that false grace that's been preached since the 60s in this country that the younger generation has to stand up and throw off. Isn't that crazy? Boy, it's not just corruption in government that we need to deal with, friends. We need to first deal with it in the church, because that's really where it's at. I'm talking about the gloom and doomers right now, friends. And by the way, again, for all of you individuals that have to, you want to go ahead and poison the well, the number's 1-866-582-9933. Also make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law, and I've already seen that you failed the test there. So do be careful before you stick both feet in your mouth, okay? Now, I'm not trying to play the Mr. Know-it-all, but I understand what I'm dealing with. I see it all day long. I see it all day long, friends. I was just highlighting before the last end of the last segment, instead of the law converting the soul, they use fear and the fear of consequences, the fear master, to bring them to another Jesus who is in truth an enemy to your souls. Talking about the gloom and doomers, the ones that say that there's going to be a rapture. We're going to be raptured from responsibility. Nobody gets mad at me, friends, except the hippies. Nobody gets mad at me but the impotent in the church that sit back and say, well, the Lord's on the throne. He'll do what he'll do. Yep. And why does he do what he does? He judges what man fails to judge. And then when God does that, what happens? Man wishes he had the time to go back and do what the Lord commanded him to do in the first place. But now they've run out of all time to do that. Right? There's judgment upon the nation because of the disobedient church, America, who has failed to keep the commandments of the Lord. It's the church in America that is no longer the light. but the darkness. It's the church in America today, friends, that has taken on to be the greatest advocate to the abortion industry through how? Their silence. Because they've been told, you know, we don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. Because they don't realize what Protestant means, Protestant. They don't understand that we are to establish righteousness here in this earth as it is in heaven, the way that King David did. We are the seed of David, right? In Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we are. Right? You want to see the God of David? Then do what David did. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now you got a bunch of hippies in the pulpits preaching to the people. Don't worry about anything. There's nothing we can do. And no wonder why the suicide rate is skyrocketing. Whoa. Whoa. These people should be ashamed of themselves, but they're not ashamed. I want to tell you something, though. I'm embarrassed for all of you that sit back and do nothing but allow. You know what? If you say that you've been converted to Jesus Christ, I can tell you this right now. If you're not sharing Jesus Christ, it's because you've never received Jesus Christ. You cannot give away what you do not have. I'm fighting words? Praise God. Praise God. You know, my Bible tells me in the book of Jude, it says that, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, that means painstakingly, to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend. That's foreign to these people too, friends. For the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we're up against, friends. That's what we're dealing with today, friends. They've completely wrested Scripture, and they have completely created a Jesus that looks just like them. And the world looks at them and laughs at them. They're powerless. They're a reproach. They're an embarrassment to the rest of the people that are real, true Christians. And yet they want to go out there and they want to chomp on the heels of those that are telling you the truth because they don't want to be exposed for who they really are. Why do you think Jesus Christ was crucified, friends? For just that reason. Folks, let's go back to this. These are the same people. Scripture states that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. These are the same people that have given their children over to the public school system to be indoctrinated. These are the same people that stand down when they should stand up when it comes to abortion, the murder of the innocent in the womb, and yet they want to tell you the gospel of Jesus Christ. These are the people that go to the mission fields in third world countries to preach a gospel that they can't even preach in their own backyards. You see how that works? These are the greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda. Why? Oh, because they give them a green light. And they say Jesus loves everybody. Oh, yes, he does. But God also hates, too. He loved Jacob, but he hated Esau. And the Bible tells us those that are born of the Spirit of God, keep in mind, it's very clear what the Scripture tells us, friends, that we are to hate the evil and love the good. Well, you know, God loved the sinner and hated the sin. Well, then who goes to hell? That's another story, but I got a question for you. Who goes to hell then? The one that made the choice to stay and remain in sin. That's what Jesus said in the book of John. Those that remain in their sin will die in their sin. What is sin? Most people in the church can't even define sin. They say it's missing the mark. That's not what it is. 1 John 3:4 says what? Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. You understand? And most of these professors don't even know his law because they've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit that that's a thing of the past. Yep. And what have they raised up? A bunch of anarchists throughout the United States of America. And then they wonder why. Natural law doesn't even teach that. Bunch of antinomianists is what they are. They have no regard for God's moral government. And look what they subject themselves to today. We have no king but the current administration. Yep. And they're teaching everybody else to follow them straight to hell, aren't they? Isaiah 30. Read it when you get a moment. Hey, folks. Scripture says that we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. What's worse is that these fuel at every opportunity that they have while they sit there and attempt to oppress the next generation with their lawlessness and their false grace. And that's exactly what it is. They teach a grace of God to be used as occasion for the flesh. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You're heaven bound. Really? Can you tell me where your pastor is supposed to say who's saved and who's not saved? And I'm talking about on a personal note. No, the Holy Ghost does that. And it was Catherine Booth and William Booth that said, never listen to a man say that you're saved. Because it's not for them to tell you who's saved and who's not saved if that's the job of the Holy Ghost. He has not changed. Hebrews 13:8, Malachi 3:6. He's not changed. Man has changed. Hey, folks, these don't preach, these gloom and doomers. They don't preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back and there ain't nothing you need to do. No, I mean, don't occupy till he comes. I got a question for you, you biblically illiterate ones. Why do we have scriptures like this, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. This is foreign to these people, friends. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewithal you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all of the saints. Oh, my goodness. What is this? Am I going to play the rock of offense to these disobedient ones again? Oh, I'm going to hold the scripture. Am I being disingenuous? Absolutely not. Am I trying to play the antagonist? No, folks, but you should see the responses on Top Chat right now. They attempt to justify the unjustifiable. And they remain in their sin. They reject the counsel of God against themselves under their own damnation. And they want to make sure they can bring as many people along with them. But the first thing they do, just like they were subject to, is they got to keep them away from the Word of God that exposes this heresy. And that's why I'm on the radio today, to make sure that I'm doing my job in exposing the heretics for who they are. The problem is, friends, the church has been sitting around far too long. If you know the history of the Black Robe Regiment, they were the true unsung heroes of our revolution, our war of independence, okay? I know that the forefathers were given all the praise and the 13 colonies and the such, but the true heroes were the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day, folks, who shame to no end what it is that you see today. I'm going to come right back to this, and we're going to continue down this road concerning this little exposition, concerning the heresy that runs rampant in the church. It's been told to us at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com there are some out there preparing the church for death. I kid you negative. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is leading an effort with 11 other current and incoming Republican senators to challenge the victory of President-elect Joe Biden when Congress gathers to count the Electoral College vote next week. Senator Cruz spoke at a campaign rally in Georgia today, just 3 days before the Senate runoffs.
The state of Georgia is poised to decide who controls the United States Senate, whether it's Chuck Schumer. or freedom-loving Americans who are going to fight for our constitutional liberties.
A record 3 million Georgia voters cast their ballots in early voting. Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue face Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Senator Perdue remains in quarantine after a staffer tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump and President-elect Biden have scheduled rallies in the Peach State on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Several countries are increasing restrictions due to a second wave of COVID-19 and new strains of coronavirus that have hit nearly three dozen countries so far. New South Wales has extended a lockdown in the Australian state. Tasmania has banned visitors from parts of Victoria. Zimbabwe has extended a nationwide curfew, banned public gatherings, and closed non-essential businesses for 1 month. Government leaders in Tokyo are considering declaring a new state of emergency. Thailand health authorities are recommending tougher restrictions in 28 provinces, including the capital of Bangkok. The Philippines is banning travelers who have been in the U.S. from entering starting Sunday. Four college football bowl games on tap for this Saturday, and it went down to the wire in the Gator Bowl. Kentucky had a 2-touchdown lead over number 23 NC State at halftime, and the Wildcats hang on for a 23-21 win over the Wolfpack. Right now it's the Outback Bowl, and coming up later, the Fiesta Bowl. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top right, join us on that top chat section on that platform. You'll always find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, go ahead and click onto the top left. Join us on top chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We got call coming in from Nevada. Dave, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, awesome.
Yes, sir.
Show. Man, I really enjoy it.
Good.
All this talk of dispensationalism and everything, you have to take everything in context. Scripture was meant to be taken that way. It was written that way, so why not, huh? Dispensation is a context. It's like figurative, literal, metaphor, and who the audience is and who the speaker is. You have to take all that stuff into consideration. These people that are saying that, oh, we're waiting to be raptured and it's going to happen right now. Nobody knows exactly when it's going to happen. Only not Jesus doesn't even know.
Yeah, Matthew 24:36, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, also, There are certain things that you just read the scripture for yourself, and you're going to know that there's some things that have to happen before this rapture can possibly happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know what, though? Here, Dave, just let me
book.
Yeah, let me say this, though. Faith without works is dead, okay? This is what they're hoping. This is what they're hoping for people to do, is to lose all hope so they can come inside of their, instead of playing the church and going out and seeking and saving that which is lost. Luke 19:10, they want the hippies to come into congregate with them and just sit there and heap on more condemnation to themselves and then call it Jesus Christ. And the fact of the matter is, again, faith without works is dead. James 2:14-26. And this is all we see from them. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, Dave, firsthand, When I first got saved, I came right out of the rock and roll world, okay? I got into the church, and I did nothing but listen to a guy who called himself a youth pastor talk about how he was going to go out and seek and save that which is lost into public schools. I listened to him for 6 months. And I said, that's enough. You want to sit around here and talk about it. I'm one of those people out there that needs to know the truth that I now have. I have to go out there and get it. And since then, I've done 364 public high schools. That youth pastor has never did one school. And I want to add to this, too. You know who came and you know who told me I couldn't do it because I was crossing lines between church and state, which is a statement directly from the communist organization, the ACLU, directly out of the mouth of the CEO, Roger Baldwin. The end of the ACLU is communism. It was the professed church telling me I couldn't do it. See, I was the guy that didn't know that I couldn't do it, and I was the guy that got it done because I trusted God, and I stepped out, and I believed what his word said. And because of it, I'm here today telling the other people that are listening to me, that are encouraged by what you're being told, don't listen to what they're telling you. They want you to stop right where they stopped. They want you to believe that that is Jesus when nothing could be further from the truth. If you want to find Jesus, just like Charles Spurgeon said, you're going to have to step out in deep waters. You're going to have to be able to use where your backs are up against the wall. And these people are scared to death, and they realize not that the fear of man is a snare, and they are the first ones to go to judgment, Revelations 21, verse 5.
People are lazy. They just want to throw their hands up and say, okay, government, save me.
That's right.
It's
well, that's who they're serving. That's who they're serving. That's exactly right. We got Steve calling in from, thank you for the phone call, my friend. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Steve, what say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting. They basically say they're unnecessary. Is what they end up doing, because you come and become a Christian, but then they say being a Christian is unnecessary. You don't have to, you know, they're basically
exactly.
saying ignore everything in the Bible. Doesn't make a bit of difference. So I'm supposed to believe that God, who created the universe, would come in and say, here, I'm going to create the universe. I'm going to come and teach you on the earth. I'm going to die for you. And then, oh, by the way, everything I say to you when I thought it was so important to come and do that, you don't need to listen to or follow.
Exactly.
I mean, that's silly.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah. Let me read this really quick because this is what I was teeing up right during that last segment. And what shall I more say? Hebrews 11, verse 32. For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and David also and Samuel and the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, the women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. This is literally like me speaking a foreign language, Steve, to these burnt hippies. They're not partakers of the benefit because they've never repented for their sin, because if they did, they would understand 2 Corinthians 7:10 and the fruits of repentant individuals, and it's not what you see from them today, rest assured. I'll give you the last word.
Well, it proves that they're rebellious, too, because...
They are rebellious.
If you really love your father, you know, wouldn't you go to your father and say, hey, you know, you're my daughter can come to me, and she could trust me and know that I wouldn't do anything to steer her the wrong way, just like your children come to you. They know that you're going to steer them the right way. These people tell us we don't need to listen to our Heavenly Father, and we can just run around blindly. I mean, even if you could, that would be a mistake, because your friends and father and family should be guiding you in the right direction.
Well, Luke 14:18 comes in, and it serves up exactly what you're bringing to the table right now, Steve. What does it say? Well, he's talking about those that have been bestowed gifts from heaven, from God. And what did they do? 14:18, the chapter, Luke 14, verse 18, and they all with one consent began to make an excuse. The first said, I know I bought a piece of land. I must go and need seed. I pray thee, have me excused. I've been married. They make excuses. And what they say is there's nothing we can do about it. And friends, I've said this a million times, but now it really fits this conversation in text. Folks, it's not that there's nothing that they can do. It's nothing that they want to do. And they look at their kids, their posterity, and they say, you know what? These are the signs of the end times. I'll tell you what, Steve, and everybody listening to me, just like Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, he said that if he knew that tomorrow was the end of the world, he would still plant an apple tree. That's exactly right. That's right.
If you don't have a lot of time, shouldn't you make the most of it?
That's what the Bible says. Redeem the times.
Yeah, the end timers are like, I don't have much time, so I'm not going to do anything with it. Same thing as the guy with one talent said, he's going to bury it in the ground because there wasn't any time, and he couldn't benefit from it. But the other two servants that didn't get called a wicked servant, they said, we're going to make the most of what you gave with us. Yep. And the amount of time you gave us to do something with it, we're going to make the most of it. End-timers are going to sit there and say,
yeah,
you didn't give me enough time, you didn't give me enough things to do during that time, and I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah, and it's interesting to note with that, Steve, I appreciate your comments, I really do. It's interesting to note as well that when the faithful servants, those that entered in to the kingdom of heaven, the Lord looked at them and says, you're my faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. It's interesting that the more that you're spent for the kingdom of God, the more that you enter into his joy. Because you look at the individuals that had the talents and didn't use them, and what did the Lord say? Well, take from him and give to him that's got 10. Give to him that's got 5. See, to a faithful servant of God, he's looking for more to do. Because he understands that the more he spent for the kingdom of God, the more he understands the joy of the Lord. See, the joy of the Lord, friends, isn't about us. It's not carnal joy. It's a spiritual joy. Just like the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, it's something that you can't always explain, but it's always there. And you want to be spent more and more and more and more. If my wife was down here right now, she would tell you exactly just that. Every time we do an event, we're done with it, we come back home, and my wife will say, when we get home, we're here for 2 or 3 days, and my husband will say, it's time to get back out there again. Yes, because the payday is getting out to the people. And listen, fire is contagious. And if we're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire, Hebrews 1:7, then guess what? You want to go set people on fire. And that's the purpose of the church. God is a consuming fire, and we're ministers of the flames of fire. And there's different ways of, I don't want to say translating that, but there's different meanings of what I'm saying here right now, friends. But that's just really what it is. Let me say this, and I'll clear up a little bit of misconception maybe for some people. I understand what I'm saying, just for the record. Charles Spurgeon said that if you have no desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured that you yourself are not saved. He's right. The Prince of Preachers. If you have no desire for others to be saved, it's because you yourself are not saved. I just had another caller come up, and I think he was out from down south. 1-866-582-9933 was just going to pull you up, and then you dropped off. You can go ahead and give us a call back. Hey, folks, listen carefully. We're talking about the gloom and doomers right now. They offer nothing but hopelessness. They've created a Jesus that looks just like them, and it's a different gospel. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're hopeless. They're succumbers. They're the ones throwing their hands up in the air saying there's nothing we can do about it. They take Scripture out of context like a bunch of pigeons picking peas and putting them where they want to put them in their conversation in hopes that you don't do your own due diligence and read the Word of God for yourself to know whether they're telling you the truth or not. And by the way, I challenge that here. 1-866-582-9933. I need to keep moving here. Folks, these people don't preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back. Isn't that right? That's right. They don't preach get busy. They don't preach fight the good fight of faith. Nope. They preach fear and the fear of man and the fear of consequence. And they teach you to succumb to it just like them and they themselves. Nothing but a bunch of fearful capitulators, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
So I got to get to this. I'm going to take Darren. I think you're the one I just seen drop off, Darren. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
No, I apologize. My wife called. I had to answer that. But anyway, I want to thank you very first for your ministry. And I was born in 67, and I guess maybe I was one of those people you're talking about. I've been listening to the preachers talk about the stuff you've been talking about.
Yeah.
Hang on a second,
Darren. It would be the if you were born in 67, if you look, it was said by, I believe, or at least it was accredited to Abraham Lincoln, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in government in the next. You were a baby then. It's those that were adults during the time and generation or decade that you were born that are now leading up the church and leading up in government today. So that wouldn't apply to you. You would be the younger generation that has to throw off this heresy, just to make it clear.
You.
Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you. Listen, I started reading as a teenager, and I had trouble. I started out with King James Version. I love my Bible, and yep. I had trouble understanding it. I went to somebody, and they said, what you got to do is go to God, get God to help you to understand. So I did that, and everything became clear to me. Now, I've read the Bible through once, and I've understood some of it. What God has given me a revelation on, the meaning of what I've read, I would argue with anybody on the planet. There are some things that I haven't gotten the full understanding of.
Sure.
One of which is what you're hitting on this show. And I really, really appreciate you hitting on that because I've had a contradict in my heart because I have been hearing the preachers talk about what you said they were preaching about. And that's the way I've been taking it. Of course, I've read Revelation where it talks about The dead in Christ will be called up, and then the living will be called up, and then God will fight the battle. Well, that's the way I've been taking it. But yet, when this stuff's going on that I see around me today, I feel like I need to be standing up and defending God and saying, you know, this is this and that is that, like what you're saying. But at the same time, he says, love your enemies. And so I'm fighting this battle. Where do I stand? He's going to call us up. And what you're saying seems to make sense. So I'm interested in what you're saying about this.
Yeah, let me say this. Because the first thing that came to mind was Roger Sherman. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. By the way, that is the earmarks of the Black Robe Regiment. I need to do a whole show on that for you, brother. But let me tell you something. I'm not on the radio today talking about speculative questions that I can answer outside of experience. That's not at all what we're doing. I'm telling you from firsthand experience because I cannot give what I do not have. Ever since I've been born again, John 3:3, by the Holy Ghost, it's been a warfare from the very beginning to the very present. And I am telling you, every step that you take, there is a major warfare. And the more I understand the Word of God and the more I understand our history, the more I don't understand these individuals that are standing back and teaching people to stand there and do nothing but throw their hands up in the air and say, God's going to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves. I can't find that in Scripture. So it's really simple as to what's going on. I appreciate that, Darren, very much. I got Daniel calling in from... I don't know where you're calling in from, Daniel. Where are you calling in from?
Clinton, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Okay. He put the acronym up as his KT. But go ahead. What say you, my friend?
Oh, that's insane. Matthew 16:28, where Jesus was talking to people and said,
oh, okay,
you which are standing here now will see me when I come back.
Oh, okay.
So he was talking to people when he said he was coming. So the Holy Spirit, Jesus came back on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah, Pentecost was the day of God giving his law on Sinai, too, by the way. The modern church doesn't know that, but go ahead.
And Father and Christ is then within their people right now.
Okay, can you do me a favor, Daniel? I'm just curious. Can you show me in the past where a people have been raptured?
No, I can't.
Thank you.
Raptured's not even in the Bible.
Exactly right. And it's interesting because the end times have been going on for, what, 2,000 years now? And the American people have no business standing back for all that they have been given and suggest that God's going to pull them from their responsibility. Well, why have other countries, Daniel, why have they been brought to judgment? Why do Americans, especially the rebellious towards God and rebellious towards their own people, why would they suspect that God's going to pull them from responsibility and bring them to an elated meeting with him in heaven? It makes zero sense. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Daniel, for the sake of time... What's that?
The United States is coming to it, too.
Well, we're going to go through it. There's no question about it. We are going to pay the piper. We're not going to sit back... Yeah, we're not going to sit back and allow 60 million babies to be murdered. Sit back and watch 60 million babies being murdered while every week in every city in the United States of America, per state of our union, all 50 states, there's 60 to 70 to 80 to 90,000 people cheering on a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. And if they think for one moment that God's going to go overlook their rebellion and their disobedience to him, and it's interesting, if I was to go into one of these arenas or to one of these stadiums that where they're watching their favorite sports hero fight over a pig ball with tights on, I could ask them, how many in this arena right now are Christians? I guarantee you we're going to see way more hands than we wouldn't. And that's exactly what the American people have done with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Instead of standing up and protesting corruption in government for the murder of the innocent in the womb, what are they doing? They're entertaining themselves. They're sitting back and watching because they've been taught not to do anything. They're sitting back. Now I got a question, which I'm catching myself in this conversation. If someone tried to break into their house and take the life of one of their little ones, do you think that they would go to a football game, or do you think they would stand up and fight off him who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10? But what do? They go, and they just ignore the unborn. And I want to say this, brother, and I know we're in unison on this, but I want to say this. The American church is taught to believe that it's a mercy of God to give a people like this that stand back and watch babies in the womb, just one topic, being slaughtered to the 3,000 to 4,000 every day in the womb. They have deceived themselves into believing that God's okay with it, when in fact, the mercy of God will bring judgment upon a people like that on the behalf of the innocent in the womb. And that's exactly what's coming our way. And you can see the correlation as to exactly what I'm talking about all the way through and through. Thank you for the call from Kentucky. I totally appreciate it. I got about 3 more minutes. I want to get to this because I am tired of these people. I'm tired of their heresy. I'm tired of what they're teaching. I'm tired of their hopelessness. I'm tired, folks, of these people that refuse to correct themselves. Can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, that's it, it's all over with. Jesus is coming to get us out of here. Nope. Our forefathers responded to God. They took heed unto him and bestowed upon them victory throughout the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence. Our national motto was no king but King Jesus, with flags waving, appeal to heaven. They saw their responsibility and answered the call. We can call upon the God of our forefathers even now. His name is Jesus Christ. He will answer, but you must respond to his written commands. They are not suggestions. When you look at Jeremiah 33:14-15, what does it say? Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel. That's his people, not geographically, friend. We are Israel, the children of God. And the house of Judah in those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up into David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. That's what our forefathers established. Read the Declaration of Independence. That's why you see Moses in the Mosaic Institution. You can look at the Septuagint, you can look at the Pentateuch, you can look at the Decalogue, you can look at the Torah. Whatever the case is, you're going to understand that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. What America needs is justice and judgment. And it is the will of God that the church obey him in dealing with the wicked. Now, I'm not calling for war. I'm calling for reformation. But when 330 million people, 86% of, call themselves Christians, and they're derelict of duty, you know something seriously wrong. And the only thing I can find in Scripture is judgment cometh. Judgment cometh. Judgment upon a people that sit back and allow evil to prevail. And I'm telling you, friends, it's not scriptural in any sense of the word. Our forefathers did not lay down. They stood up and they fought. They fought and secured their posterity, me and you, 244 years later. They didn't fall to circumstance. They sought God, and God heard, answered, and set the record straight that, again, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's that same God for all of us in America today. All of those that are listening to me in 53 countries today, call upon his name and see what he won't do on our behalf, friends, because God showed himself strong on their behalf. He'll do the same thing for us. Our forefathers pledged the high cost of their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor, and paid with their blood to redeem us through their sacrifice, and we call them blessed. And that's exactly what Jesus did.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, shopsupertea.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.